Hi everyone, it's Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss a multitude of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Specifically, much of what we share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I had the pleasure of interviewing Jaquan Outlaw, who I met when he was a student at RIT. Since then, he's gone on to do some really phenomenal things in life, and I just wanted to speak to him about where he is in life, how he is balancing life as a young professional, and if there are any nuggets of wisdom that he can share with anyone who's listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Jaquan, thank you so much for being a part of our podcast, being willing to be interviewed by me. I appreciate your time today. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. Just had a great breakfast, so I'm feeling good and, you know, ready to talk to my old mentor.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, hey, before we get started, Jaquan, I had the pleasure of getting to know you when you were a student at RIT. So since then, you've graduated, gone on to do some phenomenal things in life. And can you just keep just give me an update as far as where you are? Let the listeners know what you're up to and sort of what you're doing today.
Yes, no problem. So again, my name is Jaquan Outlaw. Since leaving RIT, I went to George Washington University to complete my master's in data science. I graduated this past May, and currently I work as an IT enterprise solution consultant for the Department of Justice. I'm focusing on data center consolidation and optimization, supporting DOJ agencies as they migrate to the cloud. So I know that's a mouthful, but that's a great summary of, you know, where I'm at today since the last time, you know, I was at RIT.
Wow. Yeah, you've been doing a lot of good stuff. So I'm very, very proud and humbled to have had hopefully some impact on that and on that growth. But you were moving and shaking before you met me. So, you know, hopefully I was able to add on to that. So great. So you are a young professional doing very good things in life. And, you know, this podcast is really all about helping individuals just balance out their life and achieve all the things that sort of make them happy and feel fulfilled in life. So just curious, as a young professional that has a lot going on in life, you know, how are you handling balancing it all?
That's a really great question. I feel like for me, at least as a young professional, the way I balance everything is simply trying my best to stay as organized as possible. And what that means is, like, since the transition from, you know, the college life, the master's program, that's like a safe haven. And soon as you kind of get into the real world, which I'm in now, everything kind of comes at you at once. You know, the student loans, the car payments, you know, the rental, you know, agreements, getting a new job, is so many different things. And for me, just staying organized as possible, which is like planning ahead. Like, before I moved, I make sure I had a new place prior to leaving my old place, make sure that was kind of set up, car payments, all that stuff. I made sure I paid a little bit ahead of time just to give myself a 2 to 3 month bump, just in case anything happens job wise. And then keeping a day-to-day calendar or note section in my notebook every day. When I go to work, I write exactly what I need to get done from work and what I need to get done personally after work. So,
yeah,
you know, that really helps balance everything. Just writing it down, really going the old school way.
That's awesome. Do you leverage sort of like a notebook, pen and pad, or do you use your phone? I mean, what type of tools do you use to sort of help you?
So because I'm a millennial, right? In this day and age, I use my phone and my technology for everything. But from work experience and working alongside, you know, older members in the workforce, I've learned that sometimes writing it down works a lot more effectively than, you know, the technology, because I might have too many Gmail accounts, right? And, you know, I'm checking each one every day, but my calendar's not synced up to all my accounts. So, you know, sometimes it gets a little tedious trying to organize and use the technology today. And sometimes just simply looking at one magic notebook, you know, putting a checklist there and checking off one by one helps you get through your day a lot faster sometimes, because the technology sometimes adds like more tasks at times, you know what I mean? When it comes to holidays, yeah, you're trying to plan, oh, what do I do with my friends? What do I do here? What do I do there? You know, and sometimes you lose track. So I find it's a balance between using both. Don't overuse technology, but understand the value of using something as simple as a pen and paper.
That's excellent. Yeah, I find myself doing both as well. I use my phone a lot on the notes section, actually. Whenever I get a random thought or idea, I'll write it down on a note. So I have about 1,000 notes on my phone. I'm probably
Oh my
killing
God.
my memory
For me,
right now. Who knows?
it's
But
pictures and videos.
right, I know, right? But and then at work, I find myself using the pen and pad a lot. So definitely that balance there. You mentioned something that's pretty cool. So not only were you talking about your professional organization, but you also mentioned being able to balance and include friends and things outside of work and professional stuff. So how are you balancing the friends, family, anything else that's outside of the professional realm?
Well, to be honest with you, I like to thank the grace of God to be because
That works.
just simply because like sometimes I ask myself, how do I do it as well? Because it's tough, trying to manage not only your household and, coming as a new young professional into the workforce, right? Again, you got all these bills coming at you, and then all your friends are busy with their new jobs. So it's like, how do we find time like we did before? And really, it's just honestly just using social media to your best ability, keeping in touch with everybody, and just talking to one another. And then we'll just plan something like this weekend, something's trying to come up, or we're in DC. Oh, this is coming up, or a holiday party's coming up, and really just keep in touch with everybody. I say just not losing track, just don't get focused into your work and just get boggled down with all these responsibilities so much. Because as you mentioned, you just got to live life and prosper, and sometimes that balance is really difficult, especially in these days for young professionals, because we're just focused on finding a solid long-term position and staying there a long time, since people go from job to job these days. And sometimes you might not see a friend for months to a year. And for me, I just keep in touch on social media, say happy birthday to them, and you'll be surprised how many people are actually looking to hang out as well. But they just haven't had time to reach out. So I say just keep it in touch with your family and friends, and being there, supporting holidays, birthdays, different activities, just being a part of that experience is just, works. It works out really well.
Absolutely, yeah, and yeah, definitely it's a struggle sometimes. It depends on your priorities, right? And one thing that we try to say is, if it's a priority, it should be in your schedule and a part of your budget.
Exactly.
Have you had to intentionally schedule, like friend time?
Oh man, yeah. So it kind of sucks because I try not to be a business person or business professional throughout my personal life, but sometimes you have to be with different health appointments. Sometimes I gotta tell a friend like, "Hey, yeah, you can come January 15th, or something. Or you can come on this day, this time." To come visit me because, I never know where I'll be. I might be out of town, either on business or for leisure, or you never know.
Hey, thanks for listening to this interview so far with Jaquan Outlaw. We hope that you're getting a ton of value from it. Hey, if you have not subscribed or added this podcast as your favorite, please do so. We would love to have you come back more frequent to get the content that we're trying to share with you. In the next section of this interview with Jaquan, he's going to share his 2019 goals in terms of how he plans to maintain balance in his life, as well as share one parting word of wisdom that hopefully will add some value to your life. Hope you enjoy. Jaquan, now that you are up and coming, doing your thing, organizing your life appropriately, what's one or two goals that you have in mind for 2019, that's going to help you sort of ensure that you are achieving balance in your life?
Well, one goal off the top of my head is definitely health. I had a small health scare, at the beginning of January, where I just overexceeded my body working out, and kind of took a toll, and I was dehydrated and things like that. And then my older brother had something similar. So for me, health is definitely going to be a huge goal for 2019, because as we get older, you know, I know I'm a young person saying getting older, right? Might be a little odd, but
I hate to say what I am now. You say you're getting older.
so I start to feel it, right? So I think health is going to be really important, not only just gym wise, but simply, you know, hydrating myself on a regular basis. Not overdoing it with your body, planning out the workouts rather than just going to work out on the fly, you know, just things like that is going to be super duper important for me. And I would say the second goal for me would be to establish a flow. Just I really want to establish a flow in my life when it comes to, you know, work life, personal life, and what I mean by that is like plan a trip, maybe 2, 3 trips a year, you know, something like that for 2019, and successfully, you know, do those trips no matter what. Because throughout the year, you know, we all know things change, you know, your money changes, you can't do this, can't do that. And the last thing I want to be, you know, is be limited by certain obstacles, right? And I like to not be limited by any obstacles and like to plan ahead. So I really want to establish that sense of flow because I think it's important to not only work professionally, have a professional lifestyle, but balance out, you know, having some trips and having some free time to just free your mind and just think and just enjoy yourself. Like you said, just live life. And that's really important. And a lot of people kind of complain. You know, I see it all the time in the work area. People work so hard and they never really have time for themselves or family. And that's something I really want to tackle early on, you know, before I get my own family and you know, and that those things start to happen. I really want to start to establish that right now and just have a great time, you know,
That's great.
right.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like you're trying to establish some good habits
Correct.
that you'll be able to carry on later in life. And habits are so important. And when you have constructive habits like the ones you're trying to establish now, I think that you are setting yourself up for some real good success going forward. So I'm super happy for you. I'm super happy for all the success you've have achieved up to this point, Jaquan. I know you are going to continue to soar as time progresses. So, you know, congratulations on everything. All the best to you. What's
Thank you.
one thing that you want our listeners to take away from you today? What's one thing?
I'll tell you one thing you take away from me is just to never give up. I think because life is just tough, it'll keep throwing curveballs at you left and right. Just dodge those curveballs, really, and just fight through it. Think big, and you know, great things will really happen. And it's simple as that. It may sound easier said than done, but trust me, you believe in something, believe in God, whatever you may believe in, and you got a goal and your focus, there's nothing that can beat a strong mind. So just stay focused and never give up.
That's awesome. That is so true. Hey, Jaquan, if anyone wanted to contact you or follow up with you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yes, the best way to follow with me is definitely on my Instagram. That's at joutlaw757. That's at joutlaw757. Or if anyone has any interest in learning about the digital marketing and stuff that I help out with small businesses, you can reach me at outlawelite365@gmail.com. That's outlawelite365 at gmail.com. All right. Hope to hear back from you guys and, you know, thank you for your time.
That's awesome, Jaquan. Hey, we will absolutely be in touch, and I truly, truly appreciate the nuggets you shared today. I know that the folks who listen are going to get some value from it, so I appreciate everything.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Hey, thanks again for listening to this interview. Special shout out to Jaquan for taking the time to be with us today. We truly appreciate the opportunity to hear from him, learn what it's like to be a young professional, and how he goes about balancing his life. He's doing some tremendous things in life, and I just know that the future looks really bright for him. I hope you got some nuggets from this, and I hope it was added value to your life. Until the next time, everyone, live long and prosper.